Tonight, we talk about whether Mike Lawson is going to continue doing Catching Up. We also talk about Archer's audio problems. We talk about Faye's network problems. And, you know, we also talk about Nicola's HOH and some other Big Brother stuff. But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And welcome to But First.
You didn't mention my extreme temperature change problem.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And my acorn problem. You know, only in the even years we have the acorn problem.
I didn't have anything written down, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it live. Do it live!
Well, you know what? That was probably one of the better ones, Adam, because you didn't talk about Big Brother at all, and it just kind of flowed.
It did. It flowed from like milk and honey.
Oh, well, from speaking my lips. Of milk and honey, there's Sam in the hinterlands.
Aw, your nose is growing, but keep speaking anyway. It's nice to hear.
Oh, okay. You go ahead, Adam.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't paying attention. So speaking of whatever Sam said, we're also joined by Mike Lawson. Hello, Mike.
Hey, wise guys.
Oh, wise guys, eh? All the wise guys.
Who exactly are your two wise guys?
I don't know. I haven't thought that part of the game through.
Well, actually, there's four of them, isn't there?
He doesn't want to.
I have a final two with everyone.
He doesn't want to piss anyone off or get blood on his hands, so he's not going to tell us who his wise guys are. Strategically. Speaking of a wise guy, we're also joined by Archer, who finally figured out his microphone situation. Hello, Archer. How are you?
Hello. How's everyone doing tonight? I think I got the microphones fixed.
Yeah, it's a little loud, but a little hot. But yeah, you figured it out mostly.
All right.
Glad you're doing well.
Loud and hot, you know, just like him.
Speaking of loud and hot.
By the way, that was my favorite vaudeville group back in the 50s.
We don't know about, you're the only one on this call that knows about vaudeville, Fatty. So
I know about vaudeville.
Speaking of loud and hot, we're also joined by Chris, who is running a temperature from COVID. No, I don't know. How are you, Chris?
That's why I'm hot. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate that.
You have a Zoom background with flames in the background.
It's fine. It's fine.
How's the COVID?
It's from a cartoon that my kids would know.
Yeah. How's the COVID treating you, Chris? Can you smell anything?
I can just barely begin to taste things. I'm on the mend.
What was it that you first tasted? Okay, great.
Well, his name was Jorge, and
Was he spicy then? Oh, speaking of tasting things, we're also joined by Faye. Hello, Faye.
Well, I'm so happy you didn't leave me till the end. Hi, everybody.
And speaking of the end, we're also joined by Moose. Hello, Moose.
How do you do, y'all?
Moose has lots to say later in the episode, so we'll
yeah, nothing now.
We'll wait with bated breath, as they say. So anyone have any personal stories? You know, we're getting towards the end of the season, and by the episodes I watched this evening, Big Brother didn't have much content. So I don't know how much content we're going to have, but does anyone have a personal story of throwing bananas on anyone or, you know, what you don't like about yourself or anything else that you'd like to cover before we start?
I'd like to
on
just
Big
point
Brother?
Out that Mike Lawson really likes my shirt.
Oh, okay. Great.
And Adam, aren't you referencing things that were on tonight's episode?
Yeah, Adam.
I don't know, but those weren't spoilers. bananas and whether what someone doesn't like about them, that is not a spoiler. Come on, you guys tell me who
I won. Just tell to that you, part of tonight's episode.
You're like, you're telling us who won the veto, whether they used it or not. You know, who went home? It's like ruining the whole week, and I'm just saying someone.
Well, except now we know who's throwing bananas.
No, I didn't even say.
Personally, my banana is one of the things I like about myself.
Oh, great.
And he likes throwing it around.
How do you feel about your nose?
Ew.
Adam.
Oh, come on. A spoiler on some inane conversation that they had? Okay.
I haven't seen tonight's episode, so I don't know what you're talking
about.
Wait
a minute. Are you saying there was an inane conversation also?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
An inane conversation on this season of Big Brother? I'm
not watching anymore. By the way, before, or just a programming note, if you will, Big Brother, the week of the 19th through the 23rd is on four times this week.
Oh,
okay. The Monday night episode, the regular Wednesday night episode, the eviction episode on Thursday, and then it's on Friday also. And we only have Monday and Wednesday of next week. So Friday will be the clip show.
The recap show, yeah.
We already have learned that Enzo doesn't know how to use a teapot. What other appliance is he going to learn how to use while we watch him?
But he's like,
it whistles.
He has to learn how to use the bidet. We know that.
It's not that he couldn't use a teapot. He just freaked out when it whistled at him. And also, it wasn't manly.
Maybe it was whistling at his feet.
Could be.
You know, so. I've been thinking literally for just
By the way, Lawson, what did you think of his feet?
I mean, they weren't awful feet. I've seen worse, right?
Okay.
Yeah, he thinks he's got ugly feet. They're fine. They're normal.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't make him a foot model or anything, but they're certainly not, you know, horrible.
I mean, maybe after a pedicure, like let a professional do their job and then you got a good set of feet.
Okay.
They certainly were.
You got nasty feet. Sorry, that was very racist. But no more racist than the Julie Chen fortune cookie.
Nobody.
In order to be racist, that would have had to have been an identifiable race in that accent, which it was not. So.
Thank you. Oh, but anyway, right. So Friday night is the recap show, and that'll be when the final head of household starts.
Right. It'll just be the three of them sitting around reminiscing.
Right.
All right.
I remember when.
Speaking of head of household, maybe we can go back, cast your minds back to October the 12th, Monday, episode number 29. It is the HOH competition. Tyler has been voted out under Cody's HOH. And we're doing the spoons and balls, the stashing pumpkins competition at the top of this episode. They have 25 pumpkins. They have to pile onto this wiggly spoon. They got to walk up and down the balance beam to put their pumpkins in the spoon. Everybody has various strategies. Enzo's doing the big balls first, but his legs hurt.
And his back hurts.
Memphis is doing small balls, but then switches to the medium balls. Nicole is clumsy and crouching and going very slowly. Christmas has the medium balls. She's doing well. We get up to where she has two. This competition kind of moves fairly quickly through the episode. We see the ending where Christmas had two to go. And as she's doing her, I don't know, the second one, one drops out of the thing and she has to start over from the beginning and do all 25 balls again. Memphis is pretty much the same. He has one ball to go, but it's Nicole who ends up winning the game and winning the HOH. Any comments on this?
Yes, but I have a comment. Just a moment, Mike. Did you say punkins or pumpkins?
I don't say punkins. I'm pretty sure I said pumpkins.
Okay. Can we rewind the tape, Adam? And
there's
and
no
see?
Tape. Nobody does tape.
All right. Mike Lawson has a serious question.
I don't want to compliment everybody on this call right now because we allowed him to go through all of that ball talk without interrupting him with the jokes we all had.
I was trying to think of a comeback for balls too the whole time.
Kudos. Hey, that's all I have to say.
Your comment was just as insightful as mine.
Well, in terms of commenting on the actual game, Memphis totally gave up once he lost that last, you know, he's like, fuck it, I'm not going to try this anymore. Let one of them do it. But then Christmas got so upset about not you know, not getting it.
And Enzo, like, didn't even try. Like, I mean, he was trying, but he was so hopeless.
Yes, my notes say Enzo super sucked bad at this comp.
I think he only had three balls in total.
Do you think
was he throwing it, or was he just bad?
He's just bad.
Yeah.
Agreed, just bad. I think he just couldn't get any kind of rhythm going on it from the get-go, as I wouldn't either. Good heavens, it looked horrible.
I mean, sometimes it's just hard to get the rhythm with your balls, you know? I mean, it's a difficult thing sometimes, so...
Well, it does take years. It does take years of concentrated practice, yes.
And we all have an off night, so, you know.
Clearly, he needs to...
No, I was just going to ask if Enzo got any of the balls down there.
I think he got 3.
Oh, okay.
What did you ask, Chris?
I think Enzo could have benefited from some practice with his balls while he was watching the Pope on TV. Apparently, that's what people do when they need to get good at playing with their balls.
You know what? I don't apologize for anything. Thank you.
Obviously, none of them went to the Charleston Ballet Theater. So when Nicole wins, she sings Hallelujah. And I think she hit her hand on a pumpkin, too. Like, she hurt herself. Okay, so after the HOH...
she did scream. She did that weird scream thing also, like, yeah, fuck yeah! I mean, it wasn't fuck yeah, but I mean, it was very out of character.
Right.
Did it again on the next episode, too.
So then we get into the strategizing. People are coming to Nicole. Enzo's wanting Nicole to take out the wise guys, being Memphis and Christmas.
I have a question for you. Because I'm not sure if this is true. Was Nicole the first one that they actually did the come look at my HOH room? Because they brought that back. Did you notice that?
Yes, yeah. I believe she was the first one because
it was like that's how bad they are with content now that they're. With
the, I was going to say they showing. Are absolutely doing nothing.
Yeah, right. They had to show the HOH room.
Well, they did have a lot of content tonight with Christmas's dance, but anyway,
spoilers.
I thought you said you didn't watch it tonight.
That's next week's episode of But First. Don't get stop. Listen, if we're going to do this kind of stuff, we have to do the Monday episode. And you guys don't
look, want to be- I'm doing the clip show. I'm just a little ahead of my time. All right. I'm sorry. Right.
Okay. So Enzo is hiding in the bathroom and Christmas opens the door on him. And there was some talk on the previous episode of But First about does the door lock or not? And I say, yes, there is a door lock and it shows green for vacant and red for locked. And Mike is agreeing with me. I see lots of wagging heads here.
I see it. I don't know that it works. I mean, I'm just assuming it works. I don't know why he doesn't use it then.
Because he doesn't understand it.
Yeah, maybe he wants people to walk in on him.
Right. Yeah.
But this time I think he was taking a shit.
I agree. And I think that some people grow up in places with various kinds of boundaries. And one of them is no locked doors. One of them is no shut doors. And it's perhaps Enzo is just never, ever going to lock the door behind him, which he ought to do on a darn show where he's living with strangers. But hey, what do I know?
Now, Sam, do you have an open door or an unlocked door or a locked door policy in your home?
Anybody can shut and lock any of their bedroom or bathroom doors that they want to at any time in our house. And I would more search one of my kids' rooms than I would walk.
Well, now, in my house, if it's just the husband and myself, we will leave the bathroom door open if you're doing a number one. But if you're doing a number two, you better close that door and lock it.
I don't recall ever having any rules specifically one way or the other in my house.
Well, it's not really like, a rule. We just do it. That's just what we end up like, doing.
I shut my door if I wanted to. I left it open if I wanted to. I mean, I don't think it really mattered.
Now,
when I grew up, you couldn't have a door closed all the way at all. I grew up fairly crazy.
Oh,
I think it's ironic that Enzo considers the bathroom his office. So,
well, he just
shit done.
I think, you know, literally. I think he just, like, there aren't very many places in the house where you can be alone. So, I mean, that's like, he's just like, oh, this is where I get some peace and quiet. But that doesn't really make much sense because then he leaves it unlocked. Like,
if you remember years and years ago, they had like a spank box where all the guys went into that box that was outside in the yard. And that's where they did their.
That was where the pool equipment was. And they would go and get in the little box where the pool equipment was.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Well, I wonder where they're doing it now. Probably in the bathroom.
In the shower. Day,
that's where I'd be doing it.
But in the shower, you can still be seen on the camera, though.
Well, they used to have a camera in the bathroom, in the toilet. But I don't know if they still do. Yeah.
Creepy.
You can see them shoulders up.
I mean,
shoulders up in the shower.
I'm in a position where I've done that many, many times on camera. So, I mean, I would just do it, you know. I wouldn't really care that there was a camera on me, to be honest. You know?
Yes, Sam.
On the after hours feeds and the other things, the premium content, do they show feeds from like softcore cameras? Like, do you see, say, topless women or full frontal male or female nudity? Or would there be places in the house where you can be private? The shower would be one of them. Presumably that would be where you were doing that.
No, that's
there. If you look at the bathroom, the camera is so that you can see the people in the shower, like from their here up, but from there down, you can't see anything. But if you're doing this in the shower,
Want to see that, Sam, you have to go to the CBS OnlyFans account. So she doesn't know what OnlyFans is. Sorry. Everyone else got that joke, Sam. I'm sorry that you didn't get it.
Well, why don't you explain it to her then, Adam?
It's this, you can pay to see content from people, and usually they advertise it on Twitter. So they'll be like, oh, look at my OnlyFans account. And then you can
see. And by people, he means gay porn stars.
Well, there are girls who do it as well, who use it as well. It's mostly used for porn, but yeah.
Gay porn.
But to answer your question.
You pay for the premium.
This is like the same as someone who might be a sex worker who would say, hi, tonight I'm selling a set of 20 softcore poses for $20.
Yeah.
And it would be an e-file and you would pay for that. And that's
Have some good experience with that, Sam.
I cast a wide friend circle.
Good for you.
Thank goodness she ended that sentence with friend circle.
Obviously, she has a wide friend circle. She's on a podcast with a bunch of gay men. So, I mean, you know, that's pretty wide.
All right.
So anyway, that's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, except it's a subscription service. So you get their content as long as you subscribe.
So. Yeah, different medium, but same idea.
Yeah.
Is it more like a camera person?
Yeah, videos.
Oh, okay.
Well, kind of, but it's not live. They will post videos and photos of themselves, and you can only see those if you have subscribed to their channel. So you log into it, and then you have subscriptions, and then you'll only see the content if you've subscribed.
Okay. So
remind everybody, Adam, what is your OnlyFans account?
I don't have one.
I'm going to move on now because we've been off track for a long time.
I know.
Oh, don't get mad
at me. Are we talking about Big Brother?
Okay. So it's the HOH episode. Everyone is strategizing and sucking up to the HOH. Christmas is targeting Cody. Cody is targeting Christmas. But I would like to say that I think Nicole is playing very well currently. She's playing very slyly. In this HOH, we learn about Enzo's foot stalker chronicles. Some girl apparently likes his feet.
You know, it's a dude, right? Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah, we know it's you, Lawson.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Mike's stalking his Instagram.
Maybe.
Memphis, you know, Memphis comes up to the Nicole, the HOH, and said, and pitches her on his deal. Here's my deal. I'll vote as you want me to vote. I won't use the veto. That guy.
And Memphis is just so arrogant that he thinks that everything that comes out of his mouth is just, you know.
Ugh. Yeah, and his deals almost come across as like, I don't want to say threat, but they're very like, you should take this. You know, you'd
oh, be, yeah, he definitely says it like it's like, a threat. Yes.
Like, you know, you better take this deal. It's almost like he's the one with the power and they're not. I mean, that's how he presents it when he goes in. Like, I'm going to make this offer to you. See, you better take it if you know what's good for you, you know, or whatever. So,
yes, Sam.
I wish someone would just say, I'll just go and discuss this with my manager. I'll be right back.
Yes, like a Sam.
Car dealer.
Yeah. Wanted to point out that it's not so much that he's being threatening per se, but in every single encounter he has, he just assumes he will be in a position of rightness and probable victory.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
There's no lack of confidence, is what you're saying.
Say it's a confidence thing. Yeah. He's just showing it. Yeah.
And then Enzo gets Christmas a second time with the bathroom door trick. He did that twice in this episode.
Oh.
I bet Mike would like to walk in on that bathroom door, wouldn't you?
I mean,
if he's taking a dump, gross.
Everybody's so, Nicole, into something different, Mike. It's okay.
I got limits.
Some people have brown hankies in their back pocket.
You yeah.
Not me.
Can we talk about Enzo making the comment that Nicole owes him? I mean, he really made that point.
Yeah, that was early. Yeah.
But why does she owe him?
Enzo feels that he saved her the previous week.
Oh. The Tyler and Christmas week.
Yes.
Yeah. By ratting out Tyler and Christmas to her. Nicole nominates Christmas and Memphis, and that's the end of the episode. We go on to the Wednesday episode, October the 14th, episode number 30. Nicole's target is Memphis. Seems pretty clear. It's day number 67 we finally get to see. Cody and Enzo have never been on the block. They're gloating about that in this at the beginning of this episode.
They're broing.
Right. Memphis has a lot of confidence that the wise guys, being Cody and Enzo, will keep him. Christmas is talking to a rubber ducky. And Cody says he's not going to save Memphis.
Found out from Enzo that he had made that second wise guys group.
Well, he's known that for a while, though. I think
that's what he's mad about, and that's what he's going to, why he wants to get rid of him.
Well, there was another, I mean, you never know because they edit things, you know, how they want to edit them. But there was another thing where basically Cody knew that, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm not getting ahead of myself, but Cody knew that Memphis and Christmas had both been trying to, I'm getting ahead of myself. Keep going. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Enzo makes a cup of tea in a ridiculous, gigantic coffee cup using a teapot for the first time in his life.
No, first time on this, because he brought the teapot with him. Like he had used it before. But I don't know why he was surprised when it was whistling.
So, yeah, but you sound like you think he's used a teapot before, Sam. What's your take?
I wasn't aware he brought it with him from home. I knew it was the first time he was using it, but I thought it was something that was in the house when he got there. However, okay. I did want to say that I thought this bit and several other Enzo Cody bits seemed awfully affected. I mean, these people, because I think they are all stars more than others, are aware of what the editing process is going to do. And I also think Christmas talking to that rubber duck was very much, I'm going to do this for the cameras. I think they are very aware that they need to make good bits for the shows, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that, and I think that it is what has led to such a boring season, because you can't control what you can't see. So you kind of have to let go and just allow it to happen. And then with the teapot, we're getting confused because he kept calling it like my teapot, so that he was acting like it was his. So I don't really understand where it came from either, but he acted like it was like a caveman the first time he saw fire. He was just like confused by it and confounded by the whistle. It was weird.
I don't think they would be allowed to bring in their own teapot.
They bring in like a duffel bag
with clothes, and that's it. So I don't think they bring anything from home. So.
I'm going to put something in the chat room when you get a chance. Just click on it
and see. Look
at the name of this.
I think that he said he wanted to make tea, so production provided him with this teapot, and that's why he thinks it's his teapot, because he asked for a way to make tea. All right, I'm going to move on.
For sure, that's a fucking expensive teapot.
Yeah.
For those who aren't seeing the link, it's an Enzo kettle on Amazon, but it is not the same kettle that he had.
It's not, but someone is trying to capitalize on it and
maybe
stick his name on it.
All right. We go on. Christmas wants Enzo to fight and get the veto and use it to get Cody nominated. So this is the edit we follow through the rest of this episode. Is Cody or somebody else going to go up? We learned that Cody's girlfriend has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Christmas's mom had breast cancer. That's why she named her child Loyal, because she's loyal to her family.
Which I thought is the most bizarre name for a kid.
You know, I don't want to come across as callous or cold, too late. But but all these people, I love my family, but there are people who they just go so overboard gushiness about their family. I mean, my family's okay. I mean, I love them, but I mean, it's not like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I am callous and cold, but I mean, it's like, they're so gushy about their family. It's like,
you mean because she gets so emotional about these types of things?
I mean, her kid, I can understand that because it's her kid, but I don't know.
She named him Loyal.
I've already told Mark.
Or her, look, I don't even know.
I'm like, look, if I'm on Big Brother, don't expect to see me crying because I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. I mean, you know, I love you, but I mean, I know I'm going to see you again. It's not like you're dead or anything like that.
You're dying of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know I'm going to see you again, and maybe I'll have $500,000 when I see you. You know, who knows?
Sam.
There is a name in the English language that translates as Loyal. It's just not a human name. The name Fido means loyal. And so she's basically named her kid Fido.
Not cool. What I was going to say is that I must be the horrible, jaded, bitter person here, because my notes for this part of the show say, now we get the touching stories before we go to jury. Family. And granted, I have a more cynical view of these things than most, but the dragging out cancer for the television shows really just irked me. I'm like, look, these people's, you know, I mean, I guess if their family are okay with it, it's fine. But if I had cancer and one of my loved ones is ever on a reality show, please don't talk about my cancer on the air. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No.
I wonder if he thought that the jury house people would see that. Because I don't think they see every bit of the show.
Maybe, but I mean, I hate to even say that because, I don't know, using cancer as a way to gain votes, that seems a little...
That's Cody.
Scuzzy, but skeezy.
Mike, did you have some? No.
No, Big Fatty was talking, but I didn't hear him. Are you muted or something?
I am. Okay. I was muted on my microphone rather than in the room. I was saying they've done that before on Survivor, where the guy, the family member came to visit and said, "How's Grandma?" And said, "Oh, she died." And you know, they played to the heartstrings of the other players.
Not funny, but
Johnny Long.
Well, that's because you're cold and callous, Adam. That's why you're laughing. Okay. Wait a minute. Johnny who?
Longfellow? What was it? Something like that. Weasley looking guy.
Johnny Fairplay?
Fairplay. Yeah.
Or Longfellow.
Some pirate sounding thing. I don't
know. But honestly,
they made that up ahead of time, didn't they? Like that, they agreed that when the guy coming, he.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, we're all dying.
By the way, if y'all hear the ding on my computer, Joe in Dallas is sending me porn like there's no tomorrow. So anyway, hi, Joe.
All right. So Christmas works on a final two with Nicole, which I think is a good idea. And Nicole seems to be considered it as a good idea as well.
That made me think, has there ever been a two women in the end for the final two?
I do not know.
I can't remember either.
We go to Enzo talks to Mulan, the cow. Sorry, God. Enzo talks to Mulan, the cow. It's cute, though.
It is cute.
And it makes me think of Tyler. That's
so wait, like, how misogynist is that? When Christmas talks to the duck, it's not so cute. But when Enzo talks to the cow, you know, it's so cute.
Enzo doesn't know he's doing that. Like he doesn't know. Right. He's not doing
Enzo
it.
Enzo doesn't
camera.
Realize it's not a real cow.
Uh-huh. And he doesn't know how badly the Disney movie Mulan did online. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, we go to the BB Comics veto competition. Mm. And yay. So. We see various people.
Wait a minute. Is that sincerity on that yay?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's like take me out to the ball game, seventh inning stretch or whatever. Like, here we go. You know,
it's
like
a fun
we're
game to
there.
Watch. Yeah.
Yeah. This is part of we're going through the motions. This is the motion.
So I'll ask you guys, what is your strategy if you were going to play that game?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it was Christmas who did. She did chunks of three or four people at a time, and she went and she looked at and make sure she got all of them, and she would put those up, and then she would go to another four and do it that way. So instead of worrying about all of them at the same time, she would focus on four at a time. I mean, she didn't have a very good time, but
considering
that was a good strategy.
Considering how it turned out, I would say the only right answer is what Nicole did.
Yeah, that's true.
That was amazing.
What'd she do? I mean, widow.
I feel like she got them all in the right places and then started analyzing the differences between the two. Mm-hmm. And it worked really well for her. Rumor has it on kind of like the Reddit message boards and stuff that her and Vic actually practiced for this comp specifically. So she kind of went in with the strategy knowing that it's something that they were going to have to do.
Yeah.
So it worked.
And she's done it before.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that probably the third time she's done it?
May have been.
Because it's her third season. And I don't know that for a fact, but I was thinking she may have done it the most of anybody else she was up against. So.
Moose, did you have a comment?
No, I didn't. Nothing.
Like Enzo had never done it.
No.
I wasn't sure about Memphis because his season was early on and I don't know how long they've been doing comics, but Mark's strategy, he said he would get them all in order first and then go back and do the differences. That would be his strategy. So
I liked Cody's strategy. I thought that was smart because he compared the two posters to determine what was the difference. And then he went and ran the line and looked to see what was the posted image. And I thought that was a very smart move, but he was the second fastest.
Well, it wasn't the smartest, but anyway.
And he was the second fastest by a fairly wide margin. It was like, you know, more than 11 minutes.
Right.
And they were all very impressed with Nicole's time. I mean, they're like, holy smokes.
Weren't you? Yeah. That was
yes,
really
absolutely.
That was very good. Memphis was huffing and puffing by the,
I noticed that thing.
Yeah.
And had the slowest time.
Yep.
All right. So we, it seems clear that everyone knows Nicole has won. She was the serial killer, by the way, on her, as her comic. Okay.
And she was upset with that because Janelle's was so hot and
right.
You know, she was a cereal box. Also, when you said about Memphis huffing and puffing, Nicole noticed that as soon as she won the head of household and nominated him, that he started working out at that point.
Right.
She noticed that, and she's even said, "Oh, he gets nominated now. He works out like he hasn't been working out the whole season." Huh. I thought that was funny.
Did anyone have a favorite comic of all of them?
Well, I saw Dirk Space Jammer, but it wasn't the best one. But I don't know.
I was just barely paying attention.
So. I didn't really see.
They weren't that funny. Like
no,
nothing
they weren't.
Kind of stands out. I don't know if COVID. They only have one writer or something. But
maybe it was VB COVID.
Christmases was Mrs. Claus. That was kind of appropriate.
Yeah. Big Claus, yeah.
Not Santa Claus, but like, row, kill you with my cat, Claus.
Excuse me, Faye, didn't you mean Xmas?
Yeah, right. So Memphis and Xmas are talking after the competition. And
wait a minute, Sam has something to add here before you can move forward.
In addition to Mrs. Claus, I also wrote Mem-Fist? Question mark. I don't know what I was thinking about at the time, but he did point out that he was the first time on the block this season.
Right.
His cartoon was Mem-Fist? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it was indicating a love of puppet shows. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What color hanky is that?
That would
fist
be red.
Was yellow.
But the hanky coat is red.
Okay. So after this competition, Memphis and Xmas are talking in one of the bedrooms, and there's on one of the beds, there must be a production assistant asleep having a nap or something. But did anybody else see the bed that had it looked like there was a body all wrapped up in it on top of it?
And when was this?
It was right after the competition, and the two of them went into their room to commiserate.
Cry. Yeah.
And there was in between the two of them was a bed, like an empty bed, but it had a body in it. Like someone had rolled up the blankets and covered them up or something.
It looked as if somebody was like packing or something, and all their stuff was on like off the floor on the bed, and they just threw a blanket over it.
Right.
It was like, in my head, I kind of made a joke. Someone was going to pop out and be like, I heard what you just said or something, because it did look like a body.
All right, so Enzo and Cody, so this is where we get these edits of, well, what's going to happen? And they promote the opposite of what really happens. So we see talk about Enzo and Cody voting out Xmas. Xmas is pitching Nicole to backdoor Cody. It's just all this back and forth. In the end, at the nomination meeting, Nicole does not use the veto. It is day 69 that this occurs, and is Memphis wearing a General Lee hat? He's got a hat on with the cross and X.
No, that's I think that's the state flag of Florida or something like that.
No, all right.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's a flag. State. Yeah,
Alabama is just a red St. Andrew cross against a white background.
So
that's what this was. I thought it was the state flag of Alabama. It's definitely the flag of a state, and it is not the Confederate flag.
No. Yeah. Although you'd be forgiven for getting confused if it's Alabama, but.
Well, I mean, a lot of the southern states, because Arkansas, I mean, it's not a cross, but it's a diamond with stars, and it's red with blue and white. I mean, anyway.
It's Florida.
I was going to ask you guys, though. Do you think Nicole made a $500,000 mistake?
By not using the veto?
Yes, because she had an opportunity to put Cody on the block, and he would have gone home. And I think that was the last chance to get Cody out, pretty much. So do we? I think that it was stupid. I don't think anyone should take Cody with them, and I don't know why. I mean, she can be loyal, but she's got to know that if she's up there against Cody, she's not going to win. So I just thought that was stupid. I thought that would be a game move right there. She's won before.
I think she had an actual a tough choice, because don't you think Memphis and Cody are kind of one and the same when it comes to the gameplay?
I don't think that
if she got rid of Cody, then she would still have to deal with Memphis.
She would, but I think Cody is stronger than Memphis, and I would have kept Memphis over Cody, because I don't know. I mean,
well, and she could have gone to Memphis and all right,
I saved you.
I saved your-
I don't know.
Loose. The Cody is a bigger comp beast. I mean, he can do the physical stuff, and actually he's showing up that he can maneuver in the mental stuff as well. But and Memphis is showing that he's old and fat and not doing so well. It's a mistake. Cody's going to win because of this. So.
It's going to be interesting because, I mean, is a jury ever going to vote for Nicole to win again? You know, like, is that it? What scenario would make that work? I don't. She's going to kind of have to just take a gamble if she gets there anyway.
Well, yeah, because also, maybe if it was Christmas in her.
Well, yeah. But also, if you think about it, someone said it early on in this episode that Nicole has finally started playing the game. Like she started to win competitions and stuff. And I was thinking, well, then they wouldn't have really anything to base her winning the game on, because she's only been truly playing for the last couple of weeks.
Chris or Sam?
I couldn't remember whether Nicole had made a final two with anyone early on and what the status of those were. And I wondered if that were involved in this at all, because I don't know why she did that either, except that she didn't want to piss off somebody, but I can't figure who.
She had a final two with Cody.
She did, but I mean, the thing is, I think Nicole is one of those players that doesn't like to get blood on her hands, basically. She doesn't want anyone to be mad at her, I think. She always wants other people to take the big moves. And, you know, and so I think it was just fear, like, or not wanting him to dislike her. She didn't say it, but it's such an obvious move. Like, you guys are right. She doesn't have much of a chance to win because she's already won. And so that's going to be a mark against her. They're going to be like, you know what? She's already won. And they're going to likely vote for the other person. However, she needs some stuff on her resume. And Cody is, if she's anyone against Cody, Cody's going to win. Anyone left in the house. So why not get Cody out, have that on your resume, and know that you're not going to be up against him in the final two? I mean, there's just no reason not to get him out, in my mind.
Except that she'd be breaking the trust that they had if she and he are each other's F2. I mean, I know.
And that was the whole reason why she didn't use the veto, because she said, Cody and I are ride or die.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's the end of the game. Do you want to win or do you want to have your ride or die?
If the roles were reversed, and Cody had won the power of veto, and Nicole was an option of putting on the block, would he have done it?
No, because she's not. I don't think she's. He can beat anybody, and I think he would. I think he would stick with her, but he knows he can beat her. Like I don't think he has anything to worry about. Okay. If she was someone, I feel like if she was someone that Cody was worried might beat him, he would not hesitate at all to put them up. But Nicole, he's going to beat Nicole if he's up against her. He's in the position.
What about this, Adam?
Just a minute. Chris hasn't had a chance here. Chris, go ahead.
Don't know, don't care.
Sorry. Go ahead, Archer.
I was just going to ask Adam, what if it's Enzo and Cody in the final two? Who wins then?
Cody.
See, I think Enzo would win. I don't think so.
The jury is talking about Cody right now, about how well he's doing, and as more people come into the jury house, which is coming up in this next episode, this segment, that Cody is really shining, a shining star.
He has not pissed anyone off, really. He's played a really good social game. Everybody pretty much likes him. He's won more competitions than anybody else, including some that were not necessarily physical.
His girlfriend has cancer.
He's probably the most
famous. Knows.
The jury, someone in the jury house says, come on now, Enzo, you got to step it up. Yeah. I think that was Davon.
It was probably Davon.
Okay. Now, you also don't know about the jury, whether they are for someone who played the game really well or for someone that they like.
I think they'll do played really well. I think it'll be like a Survivor situation where these are all stars. I think they're going to base it on who they think played the best game. That's the sense that I get when they're showing them in the jury house and stuff. But
all right, we're going to move on to episode 31, the Thursday's edition, the eviction, the live eviction with Julie and her dress. So we go to Moose's fashion feature to hear.
Do you have the bumper ready, Adam?
Yeah, play the bumper.
Okay, there it is.
That's good
there
enough.
It is.
Okay, I really like Julie's dress this week. I mean, it's a red.
Okay, turn it off.
Goes up very well. I like those little slits just below the neckline that have, little flashes of skin. I love
those were from Mrs. Claus.
Uh huh. It really showed off her figure great. I mean, it and. Also, we didn't see the crosses this week, which is always a plus for me. So, good dress. Sam, you also liked it, I think?
I very much like this dress. I agree with you. It was a great color. It was a great cut. It fit perfectly. And it did show off the fact that not only does she have a very good body, but it is the kind of body that can wear one of those shirred dresses with the diagonal, pleats, the pleats that are gathered along the sides there. Yeah. That's not Rushing. Flattering to lots of people. It was a beautiful dress. It totally more than made up for last week, I think.
Yes.
The couch.
It may have been the best dress of the season.
I think it was.
Yeah, I agreed.
I mean, and I didn't realize she had as good a figure as she does. She's a very pretty lady.
Well, after that Holly Hobby dress last week.
Mike, no comments on the dress?
She's beautiful, yeah.
All right.
Aw.
Okay. We move on. We have a teaser about the jury house and King Kaser coming back.
Yeah.
Sam,
I wanted to briefly touch on something before we move off of fashion entirely. In one of the previous episodes, Nick complained that they made, I believe it was Danny or Janelle, they made somebody the blonde bombshell, and Janelle. She was the serial killer, and it was the cereal box because of her early on in the season thing. Now, on the other hand, we see the flip side of this coin, because in this entire episode, she has this whole Alice in Wonderland fashion thing going. She has the red and white flower dress with the little flirty, kicky skirt in when she was doing the one thing. And then she runs through the house in this ridiculous trapeze baby doll dress that's pink with the black eye, and she wears Peter Pan collars all the time. She's really pushing the I am a tiny petite young schoolgirlish thing vibe here, or someone's doing that for her. Meanwhile, we've got Christmas, who is styled like a freaking Amazon most of the time. We've got her with the complete superhero vibe going. So I just wanted to point that out before we move off of looks. And
I'm not impressed with Nicole's clothes at all.
Yeah. Moose. Especially the one she was wearing with that jean thing.
It blue.
Was
like
jean top.
Yeah, a blue jeans thing, but it was short and it had this flowery thing on the shoulders and then it was cut, you know, like that.
And it had a big old ruffle thing in the back butt look about 400 times bigger than it is. Excuse me, Faye.
We have to let our fashion expert, Moose. What are your thoughts?
Nicole's outfits are awful. That's it. Nothing else.
You heard him speak?
Right. Okay. So let us carry on. Cody appears to be in a mood. Memphis is strutting around, feeling safe, like he's got everyone on his side. Memphis is pitching Enzo for a final two and cutting Nicole. But Enzo wants to split the vote so that Nicole votes out Memphis. We actually go to the jury house. Tyler comes in while they're all sitting in air quotes, sitting in the backyard, all done up. They all have their makeup on and very nice outfits. And they all look like they got not a care in the world.
They're saying, who will it be? Who will it be?
Front facing the camera, right? The whole time, like clearly on camera.
Devon asked Tyler. So we go through, we relive the last couple of episodes and how Tyler got kicked out. I'm not going to go through that. Devon, though, asks Tyler about his whole thing. Was your move to sacrifice yourself a strategic move? Was it a ploy, or were you really going to leave Big Brother and sacrifice yourself? And he basically says, yes, he is. And he gets kind of broken up about it. I see Mike wanting to say,
in what world is he going to say, like, nope, I didn't mean it. Like, I'm an ass.
Yeah. Black lives don't matter.
I also felt, and I don't want to be cynical here, but I will. I also felt like his tears, it looked like he was trying to cry almost. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like one of those where an actor is like trying to bring on the tears, you know, for a scene or whatever. But I mean, maybe not.
And they
cover
their face with their hand.
Yeah. And then it's just a little red. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe he really did tear up a little, but it looked a little like he was trying to.
Who knows? I don't believe him one bit.
Oh my God, you guys are so callous.
Well, if you want to see him cry, just put on a video of whatever.
Angela. His girlfriend, Angela. Jesus. Yeah.
Angela.
Jesus.
We'll Moose? Get
there. I got nothing on this. I mean, it was boring.
Oh,
now put him in that red slash dress and, you know, a different conversation completely. But yeah.
Tyler would look good in that, I think.
Yeah, I think he has the right body for it. Yeah.
Apparently there are turtles, bats, and coyotes at the jury house.
Apparently so.
But the jury house does get messages from home. So we do see, what's his name? Mr. Moody, his husband, calls in.
Kevin's handsome Kevin. Husband.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Handsome.
Get it, Kevin, yeah.
Is this the first time they've done this?
Yeah, because usually they get the family stuff when they're still in the house.
Yeah, but I don't remember videos from home before. But
we've seen those.
Okay.
Yeah, we have. But it's when they're in the house and there's only like four or five left.
Okay. Or they bring the parents or the loved ones into the house and put a glass screen between them so they actually can't touch or whatever. And they're all out in the backyard and the people come through and, you know, it's just torturous.
That must be Canada Big Brother. That's not.
No, well,
I'm getting confused with Survivor.
I feel like there's been like a challenge where somebody has won video or something, but it's not frequent that they do it. So it was interesting.
Okay. We see David's dad and David's dog, Ian's girlfriend, Devon's daughter, very cute, Tyler's girlfriend, Angela. And Danny's husband, daughter, dog, and cat. Danny seems all really broken up about it, too. It's like, speaking of fake tears, it seemed to me like those were crocodile tears.
Could because be. Family is everything.
That cat was one of those ugly hairless cats as well. Although I thought her husband was kind of cute as well. So I thought both Kevin
cold
and
callous.
Yeah, Adam is definitely cold and callous tonight. He's just not.
Those what cats are ugly. Those are ugly. I don't even remember the kid. So.
So
close out. He's gonna close out the show tonight from outside the Big Brother house. I'm cold and callous, Moonves.
Okay. Sorry, Sam. We didn't hear what you said.
I wanted to comment on Danny's handcrafts, that caftan she was wearing, the red number. All of those designs were cross-stitch, and I wondered if she did it herself. And then the daughter was in a dress that was crocheted. That little yellow flouncy dress that the little girl had on was a crocheted number that could also have easily been handmade. And I wonder if she does that herself, or if she has relatives, or if she, you know, support some sort of art commune or something.
Well, they're poor and can't afford clothes, so Danny has to like sew them. That's why she's on Big Brother. That, you know, she wants to, she needs to make the money.
They're not poor.
I don't know.
this is a dumb question, but I truly don't remember. Is which one is the kid of Evil Dick? Is that Danny?
That's Danny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because he got some bad attention on Twitter this week, I saw. So it just made me think. Those were seasons I was not watching. So, okay, thank you.
What was the bad attention?
I thought I was going to ask.
Like somebody started recirculating, and it may be old, I don't know, but recirculating a video clip of him doing a podcast where he uses the N-word and I forget what else, but it just really, it made him look bad. So.
Well, he is bad.
Well, on September 14th, it says that he's very disappointed in Danny's game.
Oh,
boy. He put that himself on Twitter.
All right, let's go to the vote. We have Xmas and Memphis are up on the hot seat. Christmas says, I'm running out of speeches. If I can help your game, vote for me to stay. Memphis says, to his River and Dominique, I'll be home soon. He says, your word is your game. Keep me in the house in case Cody starts another grease fire. What was that about? Like, he's the hero. You better keep me because I saved the day and saved everybody's lives. Like, obviously, Cody started a grease fire. We didn't see that unless it was on the feed.
I don't know about that. I think he was just kind of trying to throw some humor in there. But he says he's a straight shooter. And I was thinking, maybe not. I mean, he's lied to a lot of people, and he's a straight shooter when he's arrogant going in and offering deals to people who are in power. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I don't know.
The whole.
Maybe he meant he's a straight shooter when he's in the whack shack in the backyard.
Maybe.
But he lied to Cody flat out, you know, about the second wise guys thing, and he never did come clean about that. So.
Well, and he also was in with Christmas in trying to convince Nicole to backdoor Cody, but told Cody that Christmas was the one that was doing it.
Right.
And Cody found out about it. So, yeah.
So the votes come through. Both Cody and Enzo vote to vote out Memphis.
Now, again, this is. Another opportunity for Enzo to make a big move. You know, this is, Mr. Somebody needs to make a big move, and he didn't.
Because he could have forced Nicole to make the tiebreaker.
He could have even had cover where he kind of made up a story like, I just want to kind of like make sure we're all vote. You know what I mean? Like he had it kind of started even, and he...
Well, and it seemed like
have the balls.
It seemed like Cody would have been okay with it because he and Cody discussed it. And Cody was even saying in his one-on-one, he's like, you know, that's probably not a bad idea to make Nicole have to decide and, you know, put a little blood on her hands and, you know, whatever. And at the end, Enzo was just like, oh, play it safe. Oh,
see, and this is what's happened this whole season. We've been teased with these little things, and then they yank them away, and we all know what's going to happen.
But Enzo can't lock the bathroom door.
Or use a tea kettle.
I'd also like to say it seems to me that Memphis knew he was being voted out. Like, although he said in his exit interview that, oh, I'm completely surprised.
But, he said he was completely blindsided.
On the chat, I don't know if he knew he was going home, but he asked Christmas, is there anything you want me to tell to the jury house? Give any information you want me to give to everybody in the jury house. So that kind of made me think he thought he was going home.
Yeah, in the exit interview with Joel, he also said something like, the mood changed this morning, and so I edited my speech a little bit. So, he kind of felt it, but then he also said he was blindsided. So it probably is somewhere in between those two things.
And that's about all I have, except as the HOH competition was teased to the remaining house guests that it's Kaser is there, and the game King. Pardon me, King Kaser is there, and the game is called Night Moves, and nobody knows how do you play that? Does anybody play chess?
Enzo is saying that. He goes, I don't know how to play chess. I don't either, but.
Well, surely everybody knows that a knight moves in an L shape.
Not Enzo.
Not Cody, I don't think either.
Well, Kaser. During his year, he won this, I think, is the reason they chose this. So anyway, yes, Sam.
I actually went and looked this up because I had no idea what they were talking about. And yes, I really did think it had to do with the L-shaped knight moves. No, it doesn't. Do the rest of you, I mean, is this something that they've done on Big Brother enough that I'm belaboring the obvious if I go on?
No, I don't. It's been done, but it's been a long time.
Okay. You pick, everybody starts on a tile, and I thought they would have to somehow move in L shapes or eliminate each other, but you flip your tile over, and then you progress one square at a time in any direction as if you were a king. And as you go, the tile flips behind you.
And
you
no.
There you no. go. They had to move.
One step at a time.
They had to move like a knight.
No, they had to move like a knight. They had to do an L shape. Move.
Oh, good. Yeah. This was what I read on their online thing because I had no idea what they were talking about.
Well, I thought it was funny because on every single move, Enzo had to go 1, 2, 3.
That's tonight's episode.
That's right. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks for ruining it.
Oh my God!
Spoilers.
It is.
It's confusing. I just watched it like 2 hours ago.
Sorry, go ahead, Adam.
Well, I was just going to say I have to watch because I just figure someone's going to say something about the episode, and so I watched.
You're the one that's going to say
bananas. It's bananas. It was bananas, everyone.
I would like to say that, the past 6 months I have not had broadcast television because I've been living in a mobile home, and now finally that I'm settled, we have real television now. And wouldn't you know it, every time I turn on the TV, there's a Big Brother teaser that spoiled for me the HOH. And I was spoiled again with something else.
You might as well just hang out for the spoilers later. Because
I've watched this the Monday episode, which we're not talking about.
Right.
So I'm all spoiled. Hard.
Well, we do have a quiz. Do you guys want to do that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So this format has seemed to work well. So I'm going to put a link in the Zoom chat. And
I'm going to get my notes all ready
go
here.
Go now. And we'll give you guys a few minutes, and I'm going to read the questions. And so the first question is, and these all center around the comics, all of these. The timing ones, anyway, it doesn't matter. So the first one is, what was Keisha's character in the comics? The second one is, what was Kevin's character in the comics? The third one is, what
Wait a minute. For the answer, we have to give an AM or PM and a time for Kevin's character in the comics.
Oh, shit. Okay, then that one's not going to count because you can't. Because some people have already. So forget about that one. The next one is, what was Cody's character in the comics? And the last one was, what was Nicole A's character in the comics? So I'll give you guys a few seconds more to complete these. And I understand that... I understand that Faye takes a lot of notes, and apparently he likes to write down every single thing that happens.
Finger movements.
So I apologize, everyone, if... but if you want to win these quizzes, I guess you need to take notes. 1, 2, 3 Okay, we're running out of time here. We're missing...
I'm thinking.
Don't bother thinking.
Sam is going to know these answers.
And remember the first, if people get the same answer, then the first one to submit actually gets the point. So
that was my strategy.
If you Google them or something like that, even if you get it right, you're probably not going to get the point.
I only knew one for sure, so I... wrote it and then just submit it.
We're missing Archer. We're missing you.
I'm just okay. Because I don't know.
I knew
put
two.
In crap.
Poor Archer.
All right. So
I knew the first two, I think.
All right. Yeah. So we have all of the answers in. So we're gonna take out the Kevin question. The first one is what was Keisha's character? And the answer is the birthday girl, and Archer, you're the only one that got that one. So
that was the very first one they showed when Nicole was doing it.
So Archer, you did get that one. Faye didn't
I'm gonna get.
Faye didn't even get that one. Okay, the next one is, what was Christmas's character? And the answer is Mrs. Claus with a W, C-L-A-W-S.
Oh.
And Mike got most everyone got that correct, but Mike was the first one to submit his.
That was a good strategy, Mike.
Chris, why did you submit with zero answers?
I actually didn't watch this episode, so.
Oh, okay. All right. The next one is, what was a Nicole A's character? And
that's not the next one. That's the last one.
The next one is, well, that's not what I have.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to go back to the questions.
What was Nicole A's character in the comic? And, you know, you guys will remember that there was a Nicole F and a Nicole A.
Oh, I didn't see Nicole A.
In the competition. And her actual character, I believe, now I can't find it, but I believe it was the Podmaster.
Yes.
Right.
Mike got Podcaster, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to him because he was the closest. Everyone else said Serial Killer.
It's a great strategy,
wasn't
Mike.
Wasn't it Podmistress? Was it Podmistress?
I think it was Podmaster.
No, it was Podmaster.
Podmaster. And the last one is, what was Cody's character? And no one got it. But the correct answer is Califuri.
I think he did. He talked about that.
Was his character name. So so Mike adds 2 more points to his score. And Archer, who was about to give up, adds another point to his score. So... So there we go.
I'd like to point out that I got as many points as Chris did, and Chris didn't answer any of them.
Thank you.
Good job, Trademark. Chris.
Yeah. Well, you guys,
I like your strategy.
There has been a central theme around my questions. They've all focused around competitions. So if you guys take notes on the competitions, you might gain more points.
I can't be bothered.
Although saying that now, I could completely change up the questions next time.
So. We'll prepare as much for the next one as we have for the previous ones.
All right.
What was the prize anyway, by the way? What was the prize for winning?
Your notes.
The
Great.
The prize is the knowledge that you've won.
Do we have a point total?
No.
Okay.
But
I don't even know how many I have.
Thanks for asking. You should be keeping up. We do, but I don't have time to do the math here on live audio. So all right.
God forbid you use these things called spreadsheets that'll do it for you.
Well, he doesn't like spreadsheets.
That's where I have all the scores, but each set of scores is in a different spreadsheet, so I have to like pull them all up. All right, so I think we're all done here, so let's just run down the line. Mike Lawson, where can you be found if anyone wants to reach you?
MrMikeLawson.com.
All right, and Sam, where can you be found? After she
happened last week too, and I'm so sorry. It's from like clicking on the quiz. I'm Sam in the H on Twitter.
All right, Archer. Where can people find you if they wanted to?
Archer.com. ArcherR.
All right, and if anyone wants COVID facts, where can they reach you, Chris?
In the great city of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Memphis.
All right, and Faye, where can you be found?
Oh, look for me at OnlyFans.com/PinkWheelNuts.
All right. And Moose, where can you be found?
Moose P on Twitter.
All right. And I'm not even going to ask him. Big Fatty can be found at BigFattyOnline.com. I can be found at GeekyGay.com. We can be found at ButFirstPodcast.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at Pride48.com. Pride48.com? Pride48.com. And from outside the Big Brother house, I don't remember what Fatty said I was, so I'm just going to say, I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Good night, everyone.
Cold and callous.
Oh, yeah. Cold and callous Moonves. All right. So are there any spoilers?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. So, Faye, are you...
Who knows them? No.
I'm not leaving because you can't spoil me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I watched tonight's episode.
I don't know anything that I don't know from tonight.
Well, the winner of Big Brother was...
All right. Archer, tell them about...
No, I tell them every week. It's your turn.
Okay. Well, Night Moves was won by Enzo.
Yep.
Enzo, who couldn't figure out how to play?
Correct. And he played his own game. He did. There was a plan to get Christmas out. Cody went with that plan, and Enzo was just off on the other side of the board doing
counting 1, 2, 3.
Right, 1, 2, 3. He puts up Christmas and Nicole, and the power of veto was won by Cody, so it can't be used.
What do you mean it can't be?
Like, can't it?
Because Cody's the only one that could go up, but he can't go up.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then, so.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Uh-huh. And so that means that Cody decides with either Christmas or Nicole get voted out on Thursday night.
Oh, well, then we know.
Well, he'll probably get rid of Christmas then.
Yeah, probably so.
Have I mentioned lately I just hate everybody in the house at this point?
So,
she's going to say on the show.
So, why don't we just announce tonight Cody won and this will be the last episode of But First, because I mean, you know,
I don't think Cody's going to win. I really don't.
Don't see how he doesn't.
Who had Cody to win?
I don't believe anyone had Cody to win.
Who not had to Enzo win. To whatever win. The second question was, I had Cody winning.
No one had Enzo to win?
No.
I have Who Christmas to
Nicole
win.
Who had Nicole F to win?
Sam had Christmas. Faye had Kaser. Fatty, you had Kaser. Chris had Tyler. Mike had Tyler. Moose had Christmas. And Archer had Christmas.
Christmas.
So we still have a chance.
So there nobody had, so nobody had Cody or Enzo or Nicole. None of those three were anyone's choice.
Well, now I hope Nicole goes home so that my Christmas has a chance.
Well,
I hope that for my game too, but I think it would be interesting if it comes down to Enzo v. Cody.
I think Enzo would win.
I do too.
I don't.
Nobody dislikes Cody. So the problem with Paul's season, is they thought Paul was shady and didn't really like him all that much. But
that's Cody's brother.
No. Is it? No.
Oh, Paul. I'm sorry. Friendship.
Yeah, friendship. Yeah. They
Paulie is Cody's brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Paul is who I'm talking about. Anyway, they just didn't. Everyone had a bad taste in their mouth for Paul at the end, and so that's why they voted for Josh to win. And even though Josh had not played a good game, but no, I think people like Cody, and he hasn't really pissed anyone off, and he's really, frankly, played the best game, and no one had enough balls to take him out. So, I mean, Nicole could have taken him out, and Enzo could have taken him out this week.
All right, let's say Nicole wins the final head of household. Does she take Enzo or Cody with her to the end?
She should take Enzo.
I agree.
Archer's, in that case, I would say Enzo wins.
Right, because I don't think anyone's going to win next to Nicole. I mean, everyone will win next to Nicole.
Yeah, I don't think it matters who Nicole takes.
She's already won. They're all going to remember that, too. It's like, why would they give it to her twice?
I think she could, if she was a smart player, she could make an argument where it's like, y'all, I made it here again. Like, this was hard. Like, you had it in for me since the first day, and I'm still here. So I deserve it again, but I don't know that she kind of has that in her, but I think the argument could be made by a decent player.
Oh, she'll make that argument.
And if I'm Cody,
she's not a decent player.
And if I'm Cody and Nicole makes that argument, I say, Nicole could have taken me out and she chose to go the easy way and not. And now I'm sitting here next to her and I've won many more competitions than her. So that would be my argument, but. Like, she could have made a big move, and she chose not to.
So we know what the POV game was that Cody won. Do you know what that was, Big Fatty?
I don't know what it was.
I don't either.
Because they don't. The feeds go down during that. Yeah. Mike looks like he knows. No.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.